This is Dr. Schumacher dictating the progress notes on Juanita Thompson, THOMPSON, Juanita, WANETA. Place was Covenant Glen in Frankenmuth. Date was August 22nd, 2022. New paragraph, this is Thompson, let's see. Because of significant edema, period. She's been hospitalized recently and was also in the ER, period. She was not feeling well when seen, which was more swollen, period. 8 days ago, she was in the ER because of edema, and they gave her IV Lasix, period. She did better and was able to get some urine out. But it didn't change much else, period. She now has 3+ edema, period. Her feet are more swollen. They're slight, but not severe shortness of breath, period. She also was coughing up some yellow sputum and had some wheezing, period. Her dyspnea is intermittent, period. She gets occasional palpitations, period. She's very debilitated, has edema and heart failure chronically, period. She also has chronic atrial fibrillation and COPD and hypothyroidism, period. Apart from the edema and not feeling well, I could not get any other clear specific symptoms, period. There's no chest pain, there's no GI or GU complaints, period. She's a bit weaker. An examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Lungs had rare crackles, period. Cardiovascular, normal S1-S2, and she has a systolic ejection murmur, 2+ out of 6, or say 2 out of 6. Delta precordium, period. She had edema 3+ of the legs, period. Abdomen was soft and non-tender. CNS cranial nerves are normal. Sensation is intact. Vital blood pressure. (106/66). Pulse 60 with spiker rate 18. New paragraph assessment plan 1. This is Thompson. Has edema, period. She also has known congestive heart failure. Period. We last did a BUN creatinine in our office that showed a BUN of 17 and a creatinine of 0.6, period. She's making urine output, period. They later coughed and recommended a renal consult. I'll concur with that. Do the oliguria and do the persistent edema, period. I did add metolazone, 5 milligrams every other day for about 2 weeks, period. 2, she has COPD and may continue doing that as needed. 3, she has hypothyroidism and may continue levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily, period. 4, she has chronic and specified atrial fibrillation. She may continue apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day. I'll also continue the Lasix. 20 or 40 milligrams daily period. She's on total atrial fibrillation, 120 milligrams every 12 hours period. Overall, continuing the current plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.